Ah, so it is good day to you. One last time in today. You're in Toronto. We may see you tomorrow or tonight, but right now we are seeing you. You see, this is the ultimate in virtual reality. And that is the new frequency that is coming. Maybe it is here already. That new vibration that is present is the paradigm that has not yet been created. The paradigm, the energy of transformation that our dearest friend, Dr. Amber, presents as she is connecting to the evolution of this time. Just like Kryon, our dear friend, and Lee Carroll are talking about the evolution of humanity. And it is exciting to be here now, in this time, in this space, in this presence for you. To be in that connection for you. And as you are in that connection, you are for you, and you are for all others on this planet. You see, in that energy of all others on this planet, there are many who are much worse off and many who may be much better off. Many have lost their income for this time and are wondering what in the world is going to happen. This is a part of that divine order. We know, and we are saying, but why does the divine order have to be so difficult? To help you pay attention. This is the time for you to go inside. This is the time for you to treat your body like you're treating your home and go inside. This is the time for you to expand your awareness and your consciousness with your own innate, to raise the vibrational frequency into that higher dimensional realm. It is the age of intuition, after all. And as it is the age of intuition, you will experience 2020 vision. As you do, and as you breathe into even your eyes getting better. Even your sight getting stronger. What else is getting stronger in your world? Huh? What else is getting stronger in your surrounding environment? What else is getting stronger in your neighborhood, in your township, in your village, in your community? In your state, in your province, in your country, in your continent, in your planet. In your solar system. In your galaxy. What else is getting stronger? That is what the age of intuition is about. Enhancing your own 2020 vision, whether you are seeing or whether you are sensing. Enhancing your own 2020 sensory awareness. Yes, we've told you for some time that you get the opportunity to be prepared for 2 week or 3 week or more without your creature comforts. This is the new vibration, not to have the vibration without your creature comforts, but to be ready to step in any direction. To be ready to flow into new talents, new skills, new abilities, new ways, new things, new adventures. What is it that you wish to create in this paradigm of nothingness? To start in your heart. And as you start in your heart, the rest of you follow suit. We love you deeply. We see you. We know your heart. We feel your essence. We understand your anxiety. Now go inside and refract that anxiety into the peace that you are. Be the love that you are. We love you. We honor you. We trust you. And we ask that you trust you. Namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Did you see it? Did you take note? A pause between my partner speaking and the channeling. A pause, just a pause. There was a time, dear ones, where any channeler on the planet who would go into that which they call a trance channel would have to set an energy more than a pause. Some had to prepare, go into another room perhaps where they would try to assume that stature, if you want to call it, or perception, if you want to call it, of an enhanced coherence before they could ever have an entity come into them at work. Some have said, well, channeling is a takeover. And therefore, that takeover, that the human can't control it. Therefore, you don't listen to it because anyone could leap in and give you messages. So beware of it. Do you think that's happening now? When I describe to you helpful things, the compassion of God, of ways that you can get in touch with that which is the beautiful soul that you are. I'll tell you what my partner did. He doesn't tell this. It's embarrassing for him. He doesn't tell anyone. Those first moments of channeling, those first times when he said, I'm afraid of the takeover. And he said to me, he said, I know you're real. He said, you can't fake love. You just can't. Not over and over and over and over and over. You can't fake it. And he would weep when he sat in the chair and realized he was in touch with something so special. And he is. And the message I got from him says, it can't be a takeover because I'm afraid of that. He said, I want to be present so I can hear what's going on. He said, I want to be able to stop it if I am not comfortable. All of that coming from my partner's fear. He's a human just like you. Channelers, all, are all simply human beings. They have all the fears that are there and all of the machinations of perception that are personal for them. The things that they are afraid of, the things that they wish or don't wish. And all these channelers have the same kinds of issues. Those who are wide open and haven't come from a background, perhaps as my partner did, which is so logical and so strong in a box, you'll see them open. And many entities can come in. They'll walk around the room. But my partner, he had a setup with me. He said, let me be present all the time. And I said to him, do you want then to know what will happen? And he said, of course. And I said, you will be in a chair. You won't get up. You won't walk around. And you won't open your eyes. Now, he has not told that before. And I did. I want you to see the humanness of even those teachers that you have seen today and even those channelers that you've seen today. And so it is that he is in the chair, and that's all that he is. He occasionally stands up and he must hold something. Because while he is channeling and present to listen, he doesn't have balance. And he tends to fall over. There have been several times when he almost has. He needs to hold something, especially in the pineal choirs and the other times where he's been asked to stand and channel. And if you see the pictures of that, now you'll know why. He's always holding on to something. He's human. And the fears that he had to begin with, that maybe this wasn't appropriate or maybe it wouldn't work, are all built in now to what you see. But in the process of this, it has become pure. And he trusted the source because he was there and he could listen. Many of those who channel are not aware of the message until later and someone tells them. My partner insisted, as is now, that he knows what is being said. He is apart from me, but next to me. That is the way this channeling works. Now he's relaxed with it. I told him once, I said that the things that are in your body that you would call processes that are regular and normal, many of them cease while you channel. This is embarrassing to him. To go into a channeling where he had to go to the bathroom and realize that in channel, he didn't. You see, my partner, I'm in embarrassing mode right now for you. To be hungry and go into channel and not be hungry. I told him, I said, while you channel, you don't age. This really interested him because he said, is it possible to be in channel all the time? In a way, yes. I give you this information because I want you to feel the completeness of how much Spirit knows you. Your name goes here. There's an old paradigm of God, of worship, of having a relationship where you go into a building and the group becomes that which is a generic group and you listen to doctrine or scripture, or you might participate in beautiful songs and singing and meditations, but it's a group. And what you're told is that this is God, this is you. And if you've given rules or any of these kinds of things, they're all the same, it's generic for you, and you leave that place perhaps even pleased and happy that you had that experience, but you realize God was up here somewhere and you're down there. I want you to wipe away that paradigm completely. I want you to just wipe it away and understand something. As children, You were given a metaphor. It's something that many, many children, especially in the culture that's listening, understand and participate in at Christmas. You were told that there was a man at the North Pole, and he was Santa. And this man knew you so well that he knew if you were bad or good. And that means whether it's Johnny or Sally or Robert, he knew you so well that he knew every single child personally. Do you realize that that is the metaphor of God? Not that Spirit is looking at you for being bad or good, but he knows every single individual. It wasn't a Santa that was in the sky. No. Isn't it interesting that that childhood perception was actually quite accurate for that which is truly the love of God for you? It's not generic. It's not something that you have for the masses. It's for you individually. You might say it is so incredibly personal. Whatever's going on in your life at this moment, whatever it is, even things that nobody knows about, whatever it is, Spirit knows. Get in the closet, pretend to be alone. You can't. We're with you. That's how close you are. That's how close you are. Who has told you that? Very few, really. And I go back to the proof of this, the proof. You have a soul. Where did the soul come from? From God. Is the soul removed from you ever? No. But you're told you can't touch it, you don't know anything about it, it's not going to be there. That's wrong. You sit in the soul. Those who have actually taught it and continue to teach it speak of this, a field around you, named in Hebrew, the Merkabah, the Merkabah. This is the energy of the sacredness of the human being that's always with you. And yet you want to separate it and rip it out when you speak to Spirit. It's almost like you leave your soul at home and you go and worship and come back, get back in your soul. What if instead that soul becomes part of you so much that the connection you have with the creative source and Spirit is a soul connection? That soul is a part of creating. Creation itself is part of the soul. Hard for you to believe. Very hard that you're eternal in both directions. That soul of yours existed before the universe. And you'll say, well, what was it doing? And what was it like? And what did we do all day? As though there were a day. This is so linear. The thinking of the human being wants to know how everything works. The minutiae of how everything works. And we've said it so many times. So many times. Do you care how love works? Or will you accept it? Do you really want to know the multidimensional pieces and parts that come together for someone to love you? When somebody falls in love with someone else, it's almost a form of insanity. And you do things and you bump into walls and you are starry-eyed because here is love. It's purest form, human to human. Can you imagine the love of God for you? That's a soul connection that is so much stronger than anything else you've ever experienced. And it's personal. Whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever it is known by Spirit. Does that make a difference to you? It did to my partner when he realized it, when he finally realized it. God was not a generic energy in the sky. God knew his name. Spirit, creative source, cared about him. Creative source cares about every single individual on this planet, one by one. You might say, well, that's a lot to believe. Really, you have no difficulty having billions of people praying to Spirit at the same identical time. And why can't you then see that in reverse? That God cares for you in real time, all of you at once, right now. You learned about coherence today. It's when a human being allies with the field in a way that the human actually becomes part of the system of compassion, of love, of peace. Only recently has it been related to the biology of a human being, but it's always been known. Those who would gather together and meditate in groups 1,000 years ago, they knew it. They called it something different. They'd get together, they would sing, they would meditate, and they'd wait for a certain energy to arrive that affected all of them and made them as one with everything. And they would stay there and stay there and stay there. And people would say, well, how can you meditate for 3 hours? And they say, because it was 3 minutes for us. Because we were one at that point in time. They're talking about coherence. They're talking about what you are now discovering scientifically. That coherence, dear ones, is not necessarily just between human and human. That coherence is between human and the field and the creator and all that is. Can you imagine the tools you have individually, personally, today, right now, if what I'm telling you is true? What if you could strengthen your immune system to the point that you don't have any anxiety about catching anything? We have told you that as well. It's doable and possible. But so many don't understand it yet. It's this close, but not yet to the point where we could teach you how. But eventually, it will be. We've also told you that disease itself has energy and has a level of dark and light. We've told you that in a future time, that an evolved human being will vibrate at a level that is higher than any disease. And that there would become a time in generation after generation of an evolved human consciousness where they will start reporting the absence of disease that used to be there that is starting to disappear. And they don't know why. They'll say, well, the immune system got used to it. The immune system doesn't get used to cancer, dear ones. There may be a cancer-free generation coming because of consciousness and not medicine. These are the things that are eye-rolling to many people who don't understand that consciousness has an energy that can affect the planet, can affect humanity, and that energy, that light, is slowly, slowly increasing. I want you to think with me for a moment. If this is true, Crying, can you lead us through something that would help right now before you go away? Let's do it. If it so pleases you, you put your hand on your heart, a signal to your body that something is coming. And in that, you might say, Dear Spirit, are you there? Some of you will feel the chills of a yes. Dear Spirit, are you there? Dear Spirit, is it true? You're always there. And the answer is yes. Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know. Through intuition, through compassion, not writing on the wall, but let it come into me from you as a child of God and give me the peace that passes all understanding. Peace where there shouldn't be peace. Compassion and love so that I may walk from this area in my home different today. And I can pass this peace to my children or to my fellow colleagues or to my family when they see that I am peaceful. Old soul, that's what you're here for. Keep your hand on your heart for just a moment. Dear Spirit, take my hand. I have an outstretched hand, dear Spirit, my soul to the creative source. Take that hand, dear Spirit, and hold it and hold on to it. And don't let go. Let this be a life changer for me. Right now, may this be the beginning of something special for the rest of my life, because I have finally cognized the reality of the compassion to me from the creative source. So be it, let it be. It is finished. It is so. And so it is.